We have with us on the line Susan Bartosh from Second Harvest Food Bank of North Central Ohio. Hi, Susan.
Hi, good morning.
I assume you're wearing orange today, right?
Yeah, we sure are. We've been off and on orange almost every day this month, just in celebration of what's going on.
Right, again, in September, Hunger Action Month, this is the specific day where you'd hope to help raise awareness about hunger. Talk a little bit about that and how communities and individuals and groups are helping out.
Well, there's so many ways that people are taking action, and really that's what the month is all about. It is a national day. It was started through Feeding America, which is our umbrella organization, and the purpose of it is to raise awareness about the issue of hunger, specifically locally, where everybody lives. And by doing that, people can maybe read up on what's going on, find out statistics, learn more about it, and generally that inspires people to take action, and that certainly is also something that we're hoping that everybody would do. And so we kind of celebrate the month in the fact of people gaining more knowledge about what's going on, being inspired to take action, and to kind of band together to give everybody a healthy, hunger-free life.
Susan, can you give us a brief overview the state of hunger in this region right now?
Well, just to let you know what's going on, as you know, a few years ago when pandemic hit, a lot of things changed in terms of, the overall status of people with jobs and loss of jobs and cessation of in-person school and all that kind of thing. And we just doubled those people that were looking and seeking out help through us. And so we went from what we call 88,000 unduplicated individuals seeking out our service a year to about 170,000. And since the pandemic and some of the supports that were put into place through that time, the number was certainly going down, and as people were going back to work. The situation now, though, is that the supports are in the last year, 18 months, the supports have ended, but yet people haven't regained their stability to where they need to be, and all kinds of other things. We're all dealing with the effects of inflation and supply chain and things like that. So our unduplicated number of people that right now in our region that we're supporting is about 120,000 people, which is about 40% higher than pre-pandemic numbers. So it's a serious matter that we're dealing with, but once again, there's a lot of things going on and lots of variables that always affect this.
Well, you guys at Second Harvest are stepping up quite well with your drive-through mobile pantries. How have those been going, and how often are they taking place?
Well, those mobile pantries, we do about a dozen a month, and that's a direct distribution from us. We also then work with about 125 of what we call partner charities throughout our region who then run pantries, soup kitchens, shelters, things like that. And the mobile distributions are really getting in areas where there are no other services close by. Because once again, then, you know, we're talking about other issues like transportation and, people needing to kind of be in neighborhoods. And for the most part, I'd say maybe 60% of them were doing in partnership with some schools. And that's great because a lot of the schools are in neighborhoods and near where families live. And we've done surveys over the last couple of years that once the pandemic was over, we could then go back to some other kind of a model. But people really liked it. They felt it was easy, convenient, and there was something about people being able to just kind of, I guess it's the culture now, of course, drive up and get supplies that they need works out really well. And we love doing it in the fact that we can literally directly work with those people that are trying to access our service. So they're working out really well. It's a very successful program, and it's a great way for volunteers to help with us too.
You know, not only are they receiving the food, they're receiving a little bit of a personal connection, and you never know the people who are needing that food, what other kind of socialization they might have. So this gives them an opportunity to also, you know, share some things, or at least we have a human-to-human contact sometimes.
Absolutely. That is one of the biggest benefits, and we started seeing that more than anything when we were doing this during COVID, because everybody, you know, everybody was kind of forced to be away from each other, and at least we were able to give people hope, you know, a smile, a couple of words, even from a bit of a distance, and now in terms of the distance, we're able to generally directly speak with people, but literally hear their story, whatever it is they have to say. There's other services that we're able to maybe bring, even like some personal care items, toiletries, things like that, and a few words. And so the thing we see even more so than food is hope, and that is what we are really all about too.
Speaking of smiles and stories, you have generous helpings coming up in a couple of weeks. For people who have not been there, can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Generous Helpings is an event that we have here in our warehouse, and it's really the only event that's kind of open to the community and the public and our sponsors and friends and those that have been kind of on this journey with us all along. And it's once a year, and it's here in our warehouse. It's a tasting event, and we gather restaurants and chefs and foodies together and kind of have a lovely evening, and it's so it's next Sunday, September 24th, from 5 to 8, here in our warehouse. We've got Swamp Boogie Band. It's food, beer, wine, ale, things like that. A lovely, enjoyable evening. We transform the back warehouse and also outside, because we know we're already planning, and the sun gods making sure we have a beautiful, lovely day. It's just a very relaxing, lovely way to spend a few hours in the evening on a late September afternoon. And people get to come in and see our warehouse and look at the racks and pallets of food, which in a few weeks, completely, totally gone and replaced with other food. We run through, in terms of warehouse turns, it's like whatever you see one month, you come back the next and still just as packed and full, but it's all different food because that's how fast we go through everything.
I've heard that your MC will be somebody we know, Mr. Tim Alcorn.
Absolutely. It's yes, yours and our favorite. He's been really terrific. Of course, Ron Yance is one of our best buddies too, so he's helped us through the years, and Tim has stepped up to help us also, and just truly looking forward to spending some time with him, and he's just been a great friend also.
Sounds good. Again, Generous Helpings coming up on Sunday, September 24th, 5 to 8 p.m. You can go to secondharvestfoodbank.org to find out all information about that, as well as if you're in need of the food, the mobile pantries. They always have that listed up on their Facebook page as well. And wear some orange. You may be thinking people are wearing orange because of the Browns and Steelers coming up, but they're wearing orange because they're celebrating Hunger Action Day, or maybe they don't even know it, and then we can apply it to them. But September, the whole month is Hunger Action Month. Sometimes it's a way to think about this. And I assume sometimes even through all of these ways we've been talking about it and the fact that these mobile pantries are so visible, sometimes the stigma of asking for help has kind of diminished a little bit. Do you see that at all for people?
Well, and back to that questionnaire we sent out, and that is why people have stated in their responses to some of our surveys is, you know, they are in their own car, and it's theirs. It's almost like their mobile sense of their home, whatever, and they don't have to get out and feel totally vulnerable going up asking. So there is a dignity component that many of them have been able to realize by being able to kind of drive through and have the food presented to them as that. So once again, it is all about our neighbors and friends that we're hoping to help out if they need to access the services that we have. So to give people access if they need it, and also provide hope and dignity. That's really what we're about.
Second Harvest Food Bank in North Central Ohio, our guest this morning, Susan Bartosz. Susan, thanks for talking with us today and getting the word out about the hunger situation in Lorain County.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you guys.